Bunny.
His cat ran away? His cat ran off? So he's on cat duty.
Awesome. Should we do D&D?
You want to?
You want to do D&D?
Yeah, hell yeah, I do.
Do you actually want to do D&D?
Hell yeah, I do.
What are you going to do D&D?
Bitch! We'll figure it out. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for everybody's favorite podcast, D&D, the podcast that has nothing to do with Dungeons & Dragons. Originally, the hosts were Deanna and Destiny, but Deanna is not here at the moment. She's babysitting my son and his cousin. So that might actually not be
an okay thing.
That might actually be not Deanna's fault for once. So wow. That's exciting. You know, it's not like she's sleeping all day.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
She doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Deanna actually wakes up in a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Fuck.
She wakes up in a very normal fuck.
At a very, fuck!
She wakes up at a very fuck!
Reasonable? There we go.
Reasonable.
It's at a very reasonable hour.
Yeah.
So 5 p.m.
Yeah.
But I mean, considering she doesn't go to bed till 8 in the morning.
Hi, Destiny.
Hi, I hit that for my timeline. Why can people still see it?
You updated your cover collage.
My collage.
Yeah.
My name's Destiny.
Hi, Destiny! How are you?
I'm good.
You've had a shit day.
It's been pretty fucking awful.
Yeah.
But let's not talk about that.
Something positive. Let's talk about puppies. Do you know how many puppies every year are run over?
Oh my god.
Oh no, I've made it dark. Oh no.
Oh man.
I'm sorry.
Interview
you wanted me to change the subject.
Interview me, ask me questions.
Interview you. Yeah. We are here with noted anthropologist Destiny. Destiny, thank you for being on the show. Now, I want to start off by, of course...
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're welcome. I'm here.
Thank you. Now, I want to start off, of course, by asking, who designed your gown?
Oh, I did.
Oh, I did not.
Designed it. Yeah, it's made out of trash bags and zip ties. And I, you know the little twisties that you find on bread bags?
Yes.
I collected those for 23 years.
Wow. Well, let me tell you, you cannot tell. I thought that was a Chanel gown.
All by myself.
That is incredible. Well, your new album will be dropping in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. What's your album called?
Screams from the Pit of Hell.
Screams from the Pit of Hell.
No, it's a it was it's really my magnum opus.
Yeah.
My magnum opus. Actually magnum opus is featured on the album.
He's one of the hottest SoundCloud rappers right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No, it's one song. It's 30 minutes long and it's just me shrieking.
You're pushing the bounds then. You're pushing the bounds.
I really am. Nobody has ventured into this part of music.
How do you write songs?
Well, you sit down and you write the first word and you find a word that rhymes with that word. And it's just that over and over again for the rest of your life.
Oh, okay. I was trying to, you know, talk more about your specific process, not about
songs?
Literally how you write a song.
Oh, okay.
But what is your process? How does Destiny go about writing a hit song?
I wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Gotcha.
Sean
Puffy Combs.
Definitely. I fill my bathtub with tepid water, not warm, but not cold. Just very
tepid.
Tepid water. I pee.
My grandfather was named Tepid.
So is mine.
Yeah. Oh my god, are we related?
Probably.
Awesome.
I then urinate into the water. Yes. And I leave it all day. And I leave the bathroom. And I make myself a cup of coffee. And I don't drink that because I don't drink coffee. But it's nice to have it around. The aroma
of
the coffee is really stimulating to the synapses in your brain. And I sit down with a pencil or a pen or a marker or a Sharpie. Sometimes my own blood. It just kind of depends. And a notepad. And I just write what comes to mind.
You know, I heard that Jewel does the exact same thing.
Actually, Jewel does it because I do.
Yeah. You know who I heard does the same thing? Barbara Streisand.
He's not real. Making
it up. Yeah. Made that up.
Tell me one Barbara Streisand song.
She does. She does a version of Jingle Bells.
Mm.
Now, let me... I really want to talk about this.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand does a cover of Jingle Bells. It would play at least once a day when I was at work and we had the classic Christmas station on. And this is how I want you to picture this version of Jingle Bells.
Okay.
Imagine that someone decides to make a Christmas album and they call it A Coked Up Christmas. And this is my idea. Okay, we got a bunch of famous musicians, we give them a ton of cocaine, and then we just get them to record classic Christmas songs. Who should we do first? Barbara Streisand. We'll have to give her a lot of coke because she has a huge nose.
Yeah.
So she does like three times as much coke. She's doing like a Jerry Smith, Johnny Depp level of cocaine.
Oh my god.
You're my best friend, Morty Smith. I love doing cocaine with you. So, literally, it's the craziest Christmas song of all time. And this could also be like a holiday Mandela effect moment in music history. Because it plays all the time on the radio and everything. But literally, she is on something.
Yeah.
And literally, the song just goes, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one of those open sleighs. Hey, jingle, 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 jingle all the way. Like, it's fucking insane. It's like 2 minutes of coked up monstrosity.
So what you're saying is she does tons of speed.
Yeah.
Or just takes Adderall.
PCP. Angel dust. Where is Barbara? And what has she had? Yeah.
That, my friends, was a... Tell them.
A reference to both Black Dynamite and Disco Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
Put your weight on it! Put your weight on it! But then, it's not just putting your weight on it. You also have to keep your weight on it.
No, definitely.
Keep your weight on it!
Yeah.
Keep your weight on it!
And that is how I write music.
And that is how she writes music.
But I'm also an anthropologist.
But you're also an award-winning anthropologist.
Oh, yes.
Noted anthropologist.
Anthropology is the study of bones.
Mm-hmm.
And their inner mechanisms, which is bone marrow. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know a lot about anthropology. Tell me, how are you going to do that anthropology?
I'm going to lube it up. And I'm going to cook it.
That's how the greats did it.
Well, I mean, girls make do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, guys make do, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're just going to tell me that I'm going to sit in a room full of bones and not fuck them?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is how I write music.
Yeah. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Running around.
You have no right to judge me.
Leaving
you
scars.
You have no right judging me.
You have no right.
To judge me.
Judging me.
Eleanor, don't you judge me. Ah, big smile. Don't judge me. You have no right to judging me. And then it's the end credits, and she goes, "Bye, bunny."
Aww.
It's so sweet.
She's very, very enthralled in this Netflix show called Little Baby Bum. It is fucking terrifying.
It's like an hour and a half of just really badly computer generated, like, animation,
yeah,
over the lamest copyright free nursery rhymes that they could get someone to sing.
Yeah, how
it's really horrible.
How does it rate on the Rhapsody Kids Believe in Santa scale?
It's a little bit better than the Rhapsody Street Kids Believe in Santa, but then again, the technology is better.
Yeah.
Like, that film came out in 2004, and CGI wasn't there yet, you know?
But it's no Leo the Lion.
No.
Okay. No.
Every character in this show has the biggest fucking eyes, but the smallest pupils in the world. So not only is Barbara Streisand on PCP, but...
Yeah, all of these animals also are on PCP as well, yeah. It's a lot of angel dust going around.
Yeah.
Do the pupils change size?
No, they remain gigantic.
Oh, she wants more orange juice?
Oh,
orange
too juice? Bad.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm just kidding. Here. Oh, yeah. Here, look away. Close your eyes.
You know what I like?
You're just squinting them. Close your eyes.
You know what I like so much?
What?
Balls.
Oh my god, me fucking too. Check that out.
Yeah.
There you go, baby.
We have so much in common.
We really do. I like balls. You like balls. Yeah. You're ridiculously handsome. I look like a goblin.
You don't look like a goblin.
We fit. We're just the best of friends.
We are. We're the best of friends.
Other than your wife, of course.
Yeah.
Because she's your best friend. And she should always be your best friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren
needs to get the fuck out of our house.
She's always here. I'm going to get some Muddy Bears. I need Muddy Bears to finish this podcast. No, no, we'll be there. Daddy's getting Muddy Bears.
Steve, I have a picture that is very similar to the one on your desktop here.
Let me see what the picture is.
You have Deanna, Bella, Emerald.
Yeah. Deanna, Bella, and Emerald.
I have a very similar photo that reminds me of this, and I will pull it up on my Facebook and show it to you.
That's in Deanna's room, and I think they're watching something.
You know, they're probably watching.
I'm going to assume it's Shrek. They love that freaking movie.
I'm going to assume it's Cannibal Holocaust?
Yes, it's probably Cannibal Holocaust. That they're watching.
Just
right now?
You know, shot in the dark.
No, no, it's a picture of them when they were very, 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 very young.
Uh-huh.
So you have a current picture like this?
Not a current, but one that kind of has the same energy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is that picture that you have is very similar to that picture that was on my desktop.
Kind of has the same, like... That's me. Yeah.
That's Kiana. Kiana.
And our bitch of a stepsister, Kayla.
Kayla?
Kayla Marie Wilkes. And,
a bitch of a stepsister.
Ex-stepsister.
Ex-stepsister.
Exter.
Okay. Yeah.
I hate her guts. Her mom, her mother's name is Chris. And Chris was like, it was reversed. There were two... Cinderella's one ugly stepsister and a horrible stepmom. And the two Cinderellas were my sister and I. And that probably sounds dramatic, but this woman literally beat us for no reason.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
That's not good.
So I hit the guts.
I would like to take this time to say that I, Reverend Steve, and the entire Pope on Film podcast is against beating children.
Yeah. Just in case. Yes.
Just in case. Just want to come out and say that we are against the beating of children.
Although we do find humor involving the beating of children really amusing.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about beatings, not psychologically torturing children.
Yeah.
I mean, that I'm all for.
Yes.
Yeah, I think more kids should be spanked. That's just my personal view.
Yeah.
I 100% believe in physical punishment. Not to the point to where it's literally abuse,
yeah,
but I was spanked.
Yeah.
And I turned out fucking awesome.
Why, yeah, yes, you did.
Thank you. My sister was not spanked. Now she does math.
Mm. I used to be spanked a lot, but then eventually I just said, hey, Natasha, I'm just not into this. So okay. She stopped.
Wait a second. Destiny, did you say now she does math? Or meth. Now she does meth? Meth wasn't even on the radar.
Methamphetamine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, I mean, who's the winner here? Me. I was spanked. I turned out fine. She wasn't. She has chlamydia.
I just came up with a great term. When a drug addict is struggling to come up with the right amount of money so that they can buy more meth,
yeah,
they're doing mathematics.
Mathematics. Patent.
Trademark.
Yeah. Verbal copyright 2018. The Pope on Film podcast. Mathematics.
I'm going to call it that now.
Yeah. Mathematics. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say that to her. She's going to be like, oh, I'm doing some math. I'm going to do mathematics. And she's like, oh, I don't do math. And I'm like, yeah, you do. And she's like, oh, that's what she sounds like.
She sounds exactly like that.
No, like that. No, more throaty. Like,
I'm doing really bad at this.
You kind of got it.
Okay, yeah, I'm working on it. I also don't speak Spanish. I think this has been a great episode of D&D.
You too.
Yeah. I had so much fun.
It always comes back to my drug, addict sister. Why?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I got distracted by this bus driver who is supposed to be an old man, but also looks like a 5-year-old boy. He's a 5-year-old, 80-year-old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really weird.
Maxwell, you want to go play Legos?
That's good. That's good.
My hip replacement.
I pulled my back in the playground.
At McDonald's, please.
On the twisty slide. On that note, we will see you next time for another episode of D&D, the replacement D&D podcast.
Oh, I was hoping you'd be like, hey, this is the end, so I can stop going.
Well, like I said, once we're back on Fridays, I will see about getting Deanna a heads up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
And cut.